Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Swing Jungle Sampler Rack in Ableton Live 12 using Drum Rack, Simpler, and the Groove Pool to make our drum loop feel alive, not stiff. This is an intermediate workflow, so we're not just placing hits on a grid and calling it a day. We're designing a playable rhythmic system that can carry a DNB or jungle arrangement with enough movement for the floor, but enough control to sit cleanly under a bass line. The big idea here is simple. Swing is not random. We're not trying to make the drums messy. We're trying to make them feel human, coordinated, and intentional. In drum and bass, that matters a lot because the groove has to do two jobs at once. It has to hit hard, and it has to leave room for the sub, the bass phrasing, and the energy of the arrangement. So let's think in lanes. That's the first teacher tip here. Don't think of this as one loop. Think of it as separate rhythmic voices inside one rack. You've got your anchor sounds, like kick and main snare. You've got your motion sounds, like hats, ghost hits, and break chops. And then you've got your spice, like fills, pickup hits, and tiny variations. The more important the sound is, the less it should drift. The more supportive it is, the more swing and personality it can carry. Start with a clean 8-bar MIDI clip at a DNB tempo. A solid starting point is around 170 to 175 BPM. If you want a slightly heavier, looser pocket, go a touch slower, maybe 168 to 172. The point is to set up a loop that already has arrangement logic inside it. We're not just making an 8-bar repeat. We're making a phrase. A really useful structure is this. Bars 1 and 2 are stripped back. Bars 3 and 4 bring in more break detail and ghost notes. Bars 5 and 6 feel like the full groove, and bars 7 and 8 add a fill or variation to push into the next section. That kind of phrasing is essential in DNB because listeners feel energy in 2-bar and 4-bar chunks. Even when the loop is repeating, it needs to feel like it's going somewhere. Now create a drum rock on a MIDI track. Keep your lanes organized by function. Put your kick on one pad, your main snare on another, your break chop on another, and then add separate pads for ghost snare or percussion, closed hats, and maybe a rim, click, or top layer. If you're using Simpler on each pad, which is a great move here, set your warp mode based on the source. Use Beats for drum chops, Complex Pro if you're working with more tonal or sustained material, trim the start tightly to the transient, and keep the fade short, somewhere around 3 to 10 milliseconds. If the break is too bright, a light low pass can help. If it's too muddy, carve it with EQ later. The important thing is that your break lane stays separate from your core backbeat. That gives you control. It means you can make the break feel swung without wrecking the authority of the snare. Now program the backbone first. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Put the kick on beat 1. Then add a few syncopated notes that support the phrase instead of dominating it. You can add a steady 1/8 or 1/16 hat pattern as a reference, just to keep the time visible. Then bring in the break chops around the backbeat, not on top of it. That means little pickups before beat 2, a ghost hit after beat 2, a chopped flourish into beat 4, or a tiny accent on the end of 1. That kind of placement gives the groove character without stealing the spine of the rhythm. And that spine matters. In DNB, if the break becomes the whole story, the drop can lose impact. If everything is too straight, it can feel like a MIDI sketch. So we want the sweet spot, clear backbone, human movement around it. Now for the main trick. The groove pool. This is where the jungle feel really comes alive. Find a break loop with authentic swing, like an amen or another classic break source. Drag it into your project and use Ableton's groove workflow to extract the feel. Then apply that groove to your MIDI clip. This is not about slapping a template onto everything. Use groove like a filter, not like a preset. Apply it, listen, and then reduce it until only the useful character remains. A good starting point is moderate timing influence, maybe around 55 to 65%. Keep random pretty low, around 0 to 5%. Velocity can sit somewhere around 10 to 25% if you want a bit of dynamic life. Then test different bass values until the feel locks in. The key move is to apply groove more strongly to hats and ghost notes, more lightly to kick and snare, and keep the sub bass mostly straight. That gives you layered motion instead of a whole track that wobbles off the grid. This is one of the most useful mental models for DNB. Anchors, motion, spice. Kick and main snare are anchors. Hats, ghost notes, and break chops are motion. Fills and pickup hits are spice. The anchors stay reliable. The motion can lean into swing. The spice can be more expressive. That's how you get a loop that feels human without becoming unstable. Now let's make the groove feel like a conversation. Use different groove amounts for different clips or lanes. Keep the main snare fairly tight. Give the ghost lane stronger groove. Make a second break chop clip that only appears in the last bar or the last half of the phrase. In other words, don't let every element sway the same way. Contrast creates tension. A straight kick and snare can feel like the answer, while a swingy break chop feels like the question. That call and response is a huge part of compelling DNB programming. Next, shape the sound with chain processing inside the drum rack. This is where the rack becomes more than a sample folder. Put a Q8 on each chain if needed. Use a little saturator for grit and cohesion. Use drum bus for punch and transient energy. Use utility for mono control and gain discipline. On the kick, usually don't overdo the EQ. Just trim mud if needed, often around 200 to 350 Hz. On the snare, a gentle boost around 180 to 220 Hz can help body, and a little presence around 3 to 7 kHz can help crack. On the break lane, high pass it so it doesn't fight the kick or sub. Depending on the source, that might be around 120 to 200 Hz or even higher. For ghost hats and percussion, roll off the lows aggressively, sometimes up to 400 or 600 Hz if the sound is just supposed to sit in the background. For saturation, start subtle, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive. If you want tighter peak control, turn on soft clipping. With drum bus, a little transient push can add snap, but don't crush the groove. The point is glue, not flattening. You want the swing to feel physically connected, not squashed. Now add micro variations. This is where the loop stops sounding like a loop. Add very quiet ghost snares before the backbeat. Put tiny hat pickups before bar 4 and bar 8. Change one kick placement every few bars. Let a break chop happen only once every 2 bars. These are small moves, but they matter a lot in intermediate DNB writing, because they keep the listener engaged without cluttering the mix. A really helpful velocity guide is this. Main snare around 110 to 127, ghost snare around 20 to 60, hat somewhere in the 40 to 90 range depending on the role. You're not aiming for random velocity chaos. You're building a sentence that repeats with slight changes. Same groove, changing sentence. That's the mindset. Now let's talk arrangement energy. Use automation to bring the loop to life over the 8 bars. You can automate an auto filter on the break lane so the top end opens gradually into bar 8. You can increase saturator drive by a dB or 2 during the build. You can add a little reverb to a snare fill, then cut it dry again on the drop. You can even narrow the drum width early on and broaden it slightly before impact, then snap back to a more monofocused, club-safe low end when the drop lands. That's how you make a drum section feel composed instead of just repeated. A smart DNB shape might be filtered. Sparse drums in bars 1 to 4, a fuller swing groove in bars 5 and 6, a fill in bar 7, and a pickup or impact in bar 8. Keep it practical. You're not scoring a film trailer here. You're directing energy into a heavy groove, and don't forget the low end. Even though this lesson is about swing, the drum and bass relationship has to be intentional. Check the drums in mono with utility. Make sure the break isn't carrying low end mud. Make sure the kick and sub aren't constantly smashing into each other unless that overlap is part of the sound. A good rule is that if the bass line owns the sub, the kick should stay shorter and more present. If the kick is longer in the low mid area, then the bass line needs to leave more room. The groove should feel deliberate, not crowded. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't overapply groove to everything. If the kick and snare are too loose, the whole track can fall apart. Let the hats, ghosts, and break chops carry most of the swing. Second, don't use a full break loop without control. Slice it into rolls so the body and texture can be treated separately. Third, don't let break lows fight your kick and sub. High pass that lane. Fourth, don't over-randomize. DNB groove should feel alive, not unstable. And fifth, don't forget arrangement variation. Even tiny changes every 2 bars can make the loop feel like a real phrase. If you want a darker or heavier DNB flavor, there are a few extra moves that work really well. Keep the kick short and aggressive if your bass is a Reese or Neuro style mid-bass. Use a darker break source and gently roll off some top end for a shadowy feel. Add a quiet rim or click on off beats for a stalking, mechanical vibe. Let the main snare stay straight while the break chops sit just a touch late. Use drum bus carefully to add density. And when you're building tension, automate a high pass rise on the break lane, then drop it out hard on the downbeat. That contrast can hit really hard. Here's a fast practice challenge. Build a 170 BPM drum rack with kick, snare, break chop, and ghost hat lanes. Program an 8-bar loop with snare on 2 and 4 and a simple kick pattern. Add one chopped Amen-style lane and extract or apply groove from it. Set groove differently per lane, with light swing on the kick, very light or no swing on the snare, and stronger swing on the hats and break chops. Add at least one ghost note variation every two bars. Put a Q8 on the break lane and high pass it so it doesn't compete with the kick. Then automate one thing into bar 8, like a filter rise, saturation increase, or a short reverb fill. Finally, listen to the loop with a resource sub underneath. If it still feels good with bass in place, you've done it right. The goal is to end up with something that feels like a real jungle or roller foundation, not just a sketch. When you get the balance right, the drums feel yonely, modern, and ready to carry a serious bassline. Swing but controlled. Human but disciplined. That's the sweet spot. If you take one thing from this lesson, let it be this. Build the groove around a clear backbone, then use the groove pool and your rack lanes to bring the motion to life. Keep the low end clean, keep the phrasing moving, and let each rhythmic voice do its job. That's how you turn a simple loop into something that feels like a record.